Welcome to Nach Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shaya Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim, Perak Yud Aleph. I just want to let everyone know that I lost my voice over the Chagim, so I apologize if it's not as clear. In this capital, David shares the power of free choice. The deeper Svarim explain, God is Mati v'lo Mati. God touches, but doesn't touch. God is there, but he's not there. God is revealed, but hidden at the same time. One minute you see God, the next minute you don't. It's this game of touch and go. This is what gives a person free choice. Free choice is one of the most wondrous things in this world. The entire world is filled with Elokus. How is it possible for us to exist? Recently, I was thinking about what a chesed free choice is. God permeates the entire creation, but yet we seem separate. God allows us to function, even use our free choice to seemingly go against him. But yet, he still keeps us alive. This is what Chazal say, "B'makom gadluso shama venuso." In the place of God's greatness is where God's humility is found. God is so great, he can even make himself seem like he's not there. This brings us to Pasuk Aleph. "V'manetzeach l'David b'adonai chasisi eich toimru l'nafshi nudi harchem tzipor." For the conductor of David, I take refuge in God. How can you tell me to flee from your mountain like a bird? Rashi and others explain, historically, David was crying out to Hashem, "How can you send me out of Yerushalayim?" David was also addressing the people who kept on chasing him, like Doeg HaAdomi and Shaul. David felt he was like a bird being chased out of his nest. The deeper meaning over here is like we're explaining a moment ago. This is a reference to the Shechina that is Rochel al Gozlov, hovers over its chicks. Just like a mother bird watches over its chicks, sometimes it's visibly present and other times not. So too Hashem and the Shechina is guarding every member of his nation, whether we realize it or not. The Ramad Wali over here gives an awesome diak in the words. Our pasuk says, "Eich tomer lenafshi nudi." How can you tell me to flee? David was disgusting with the fact he had to be chased by Rishayim, that his holy soul had to be persecuted by impure souls. That's why it says the word "eich," which means how. Because when people don't like something, they say "ich." So David was saying, "Ich, I don't like this. This is disgusting to me." It's awesome. "Kihinei harishayim nidruchun keshes konenu chitzom al yeser liros b'moaf el yishrei leiv ki hashasos yaharesun tzadik ma'apol." Foresee the wicked bend the bow. They set their arrow on the string of a shoot from the shadows at the upright. When the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous man do? Now the parak switches gears. It stops David's questions against why Hashem is hidden and starts to provide answers. "Adonai beheichel kodsho, Adonai b'shemayim kiso, einav yechezu af apai yivchanu bnei adam." The Lord is in his holy palace. The Lord, his throne is heaven. His eyes behold, his gaze searches mankind. The Malbim explains like we've been explaining. Essentially, he says that tzaddikim get punished because Hashem is constantly watching over them. But the Rishayim don't get punished and succeed because Hashem has left them to their own means. This is very deep. I heard from my Rebbe, Rabbi Aaron Rothman in Eretz Yisrael, it comes out a person who keeps mitzvahs may have more suffering than a person who doesn't at all, because only a person with emunah gets tested in emunah. So it's important, when things aren't going your way, not to back down and decrease your emunah. You need to step it up and increase your emunah, because again, only a person with emunah gets tested in emunah. "Adonai tzadik yivchan v'rasha v'oiv chamas sinah nafsho, yimatar rishayim pachim esh v'gafris v'ruach zelapos manas kosim." The Lord seeks out the righteous man, but loathes the wicked one who loves injustice. He will rain down upon the wicked blazing coals and sulfur. A scorching wind shall be their lot. "Kitzadik Adonai tzedakos ohev yashar yechezu pneimo." For the Lord is righteous, he loves righteous deeds. The upright shall behold his face. The Ramad Wali relates, at the end of the day, God is good and full of tzedek. Sure, it's difficult. We don't see God and can intellectualize about it, but we need to go with simple emuna, with tamimus and pshitus, by putting aside our sophistications, as it takes no sophistications to come close to Hashem. You need great simplicity, utter joy, and an open heart. And that's the end of the kapitel. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.